Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, your FibroDoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconferences. I look forward to your questions this evening. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, board-certified nutritional specialist. I've been in private practice for 26 years. For the last 20 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. My practice has evolved over the years to where now 95% of my practice is phone consults, and I get to work with patients literally all over the world. One of the most common things I see in my patients with fibromyalgia is a condition called adrenal fatigue, something that many of you have probably heard on or maybe read about on the internet. Many of you that may, this term adrenal fatigue may be new to you, but I'm going to share some information with you about it because it's one of the most crucial things that you're going to need to deal with to have any chance of feeling good and, more importantly, feeling good and staying that way. Treating patients for the last 20 years with fibromyalgia, the number one thing that has to happen for my patients to feel better is, number one, is they have to get deep restorative sleep. So if you've heard me speak on this teleconference or if you've watched any of my presentations on my website, YourFibroDoctor, doctorspelledout.com, there's several free videos on there for you to watch. And one of those videos I have on there goes into deep detail about restorative sleep, something that you have to do. Because if you're not getting deep delta wave sleep, you're going to find that all your symptoms of fibromyalgia are going to be magnified. You're going to have more pain because your inflammation levels go up. You're going to find that you're obviously, if you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to be tired, you're going to be run down. Your moods are going to suffer. Your metabolism is going to go down. You might start to gain some weight. Or you just might feel lethargic, feel run down, tired. Your bowel symptoms start to show up because you deplete certain hormones that you need, like serotonin, to help you deal with stress. And when the more stress you get under, the more likely you are to have irritable bowel symptoms. So these things start to show up. And when I start working with my patients and I get them going into deep delta wave sleep, then they find that for the first time, some of them in many years, that they're able to do more. And unfortunately, though, for many of my patients, they overdo it, and that's probably for you as well. So you know that if you have a good day, which for some of you that's rare, but if you have a good day, you try to do everything you can because you don't know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? And you might not have another day like this where your pain is actually manageable or you actually have a little bit of up, a little bit of energy, so you need to take advantage of it. And so you overdo it. I mean, you might go grocery shopping for the first time in months and you might wash the car or you clean the house or you balance your checkbook. You know, before you know it, you've done all these things that you normally can't do, and then what happens to you? Then you have a fibro flare, right? For most of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So you overdo it, then you wind up in bed for 2 or 3 days, or if you're still working, and of course many people with fibromyalgia are not able to at this point, but if you're still working, you wish you were in bed. You wish you could do that because you're exhausted and you have more pain. Well, tonight I'm going to talk to you about how to avoid these flare-ups. You see, if you really put a lot of attention on getting deep restorative sleep and filling up your stress coping savings account with the chemicals you need to be able to handle stress, you're going to find that you're going to dramatically reduce many of your symptoms associated with fibromyalgia. And again, in my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, I go into much more detail about deep restorative sleep. And on my website, you can watch some free videos that talk about it, talk about the protocols. But I like to use this analogy. I think this resonates with most people with fibromyalgia, is that we're all born with a stress coping savings account. And in this stress coping savings account, we have certain chemicals, hormones and vitamins and minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids. We have these chemicals that we need to be able to deal with stress. And the more stress that we encounter, the more chemicals we need to be able to buffer us or to help us manage this stress. The way that you make deposits into your stress coping savings account is by going into deep restorative sleep, this thing called delta wave sleep. When you go into deep restorative sleep, you make deposits into your stress coping savings account. You build that account up with the chemicals you need to be able to handle stress. If you're not doing that, and most people with fibromyalgia are not getting deep restorative sleep, at least not without pharmaceutical help, most pharmaceutical medications don't put you into sleep, deep restorative sleep. They knock you out so you have your eyes closed, but you're not getting deep delta wave sleep, so you never feel rested the next day. And what happens is you further deplete your stress coping chemicals so that now stress is magnified. It used to be for many of you that you, especially my type A's, you could do it all. You were super mom. You were, you know, you could work 40, 60 hours a week. You volunteered for the PTA. You did volunteer work for your church. Maybe you sang in the choir. You were on boards of different businesses or charitable organizations. You were able to go to all your kids' games, recitals, plays. You did it all. You did it all. And somehow you managed to make it all work. And then one day, though, something came along, and it could have been years and years of overdoing it, you know, over being overstressed out, but something came along. Could have been an illness, a hysterectomy, some type of surgery, you know, any kind of surgery could trigger it. It could be an incredible stressful event like the loss of a parent or a loved one. It could be many things, but something comes along, and it is the straw that breaks the camel's back. And when that happens, you find you're never the same again. So you start struggling with all the symptoms that we see with fibromyalgia. Poor sleep, diffuse, achy, sometimes debilitating pain, irritable bowel syndrome. Well, one day you have a bowel movement all day long, usually loose bowel movement, and then the next day you wish you could have a bowel movement because you're so bloated. Or you might have restless leg syndrome. Or you might have fibro fog where you can't get a sentence together. You can't remember people's names, times, or places, or even where you put your car keys. You have problems with headaches. Some of you have problems with migraine headaches. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And what is the norm is that as you go to different doctors and you finally get the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and that may take some time in different doctors because fibromyalgia is just a name. It's a name to describe a group of symptoms that people have in common. But that's all it is. It's a name. Fibromyalgia doesn't cause the pain. It doesn't cause the poor sleep. It doesn't cause the low moods or the anxiety or the irritable bowel, the restless leg syndrome. It doesn't cause any of those things. It's just a name to describe a syndrome or group of symptoms that people have. Once you get that diagnosis, then what happens is most doctors, if they believe in fibromyalgia, and many still don't, they'll tell you that you're just going to have to learn to live with it, that you can never overcome it. There's no cure. There's really no hope of ever feeling better. We're going to give you some medications to treat the symptoms. The problem with that is that there's so many dadgum symptoms, if you're not careful, you're on half a dozen to a dozen drugs, like many of my patients when they first start working with me. So you're on a drug to put you asleep, a drug to wake you up, your drug to slow you down, drug to speed you up, drug to help you go to the bathroom, a drug to help you stop going to the bathroom, and the list goes on and on and on. And every drug that's added into this big kettle of soup, this pot of soup, this mixture of chemicals they're throwing into your body, which are foreign chemicals, and your body is not intended to have all this stuff in there, different side effects can start to rear their ugly head. So if you're taking Ambien or sleep medication, yeah, it knocks you out. It puts you into sleep. The problem, though, is it has all these potential side effects, including diffuse achy muscle pain, fibro fog, incoordination, balance issues, anxiety, depression, diffuse achy muscle pain, flu-like achy pain. What does that sound like? It sounds like fibromyalgia. They might put you on Lyrica. Lyrica can cause you to have problems with your mental clarity, fibro fog, low moods. It can cause you to feel anxious, can cause you to feel depressed. It can cause you to have problems with your balance, coordination. They give it to you for pain, but guess what? One of the side effects is diffuse pain. It also can cause you to start to gain weight. Some patients gain as much as 10 pounds a month on Lyrica. For most people, they don't see any benefit. But the real, you know, the real difficulty with the whole thing is you got all these symptoms, I got you on different drugs, and you don't know if the drugs are helping or not because you feel so bad day after day, and you're scared to go off drugs because they may be helping, but you don't know. But no one ever sits down with you and really goes through the potential side effects of these medications. They don't do any of that. And so what you find is you're on numerous medications, and year after year you find you get worse and worse and worse and worse. And then what you really start to see is that stress becomes incredibly intolerant. You can't handle it. And not just stress, stimulation, changes in weather, loud noises, bright lights, crowds, mental tasks that you thought were routine, like, you know, getting, you know, looking at a map and figuring out how to get across town, going to the grocery store, going to shop for Christmas, whatever it is, things that you used to take for granted. In fact, you didn't even think about it. You didn't think about anything but getting up, you know, getting dressed, going to work for the day, coming, you know, home from work, stopping by the store, picking up whatever you need to cook dinner. You didn't think about those things. You just did them. Now the thought, even the thought of getting outside of the house, for many of you, is overwhelming. For many of you, it's a struggle to even get out of bed. It's incredibly stressful to even think about getting dressed and going somewhere. And what happens is stress becomes more and more magnified because of, number one, issues, typically poor sleep. You have to focus there. But then number two, what you see is your stress coping glands, the adrenal glands, which are two pea-sized glands that sit on top of your kidneys. When those start to not work correctly, now you start to have all the symptoms that mirror what we see with a fibromyalgia patient. Now, just to be clear, and I go over detail about this in my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, but I go into detail about that, especially so in the fifth edition, which is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, many other bookstores. But in there you'll see that I make a distinguish between what adrenal fatigue is and what adrenal disease is, okay? Let's talk about adrenal disease. Adrenal disease is these are diseases that are recognized by conventional medicine, conventional, traditional, good old boy medicine. They recognize a thing called Cushing's disease. And Cushing's disease occurs when you have too much cortisol, which is a hormone released from your adrenal glands. But when you have too much of it, then you get, you get a tumor, an adenocarcinoma in the pituitary gland. And Cushing's syndrome is a group of signs and symptoms where you see that that person is going to get, typically have a moon face, you know, they're really real puffy, retaining a lot of fluid. They typically will have, if it continues for years, they may be hunched over a little bit because they will have some compression fractures in their spine. It's unmistakable when you see somebody with Cushing's. They blow up like a balloon. So if some of you are old enough like I am to remember Jerry Lewis and the March of the Telethons in his latter years, you could see when Jerry would come on there, he was on massive doses of cortisone, and he had this, you know, this Cushing's disease where he was not well. The other disease that we see in the adrenal gland is called Addison's disease, and that's a disorder when your body doesn't produce enough cortisol. So this is what John F. Kennedy had, and when you don't have enough cortisol or aldosterone, that can be a serious. It's Cushing, if not more so. Now, we're not talking about a disease, okay? We're talking about a thing called adrenal fatigue. And your adrenal glands produce a variety of different hormones essential for life. And acute or chronic long-term stress can compromise the adrenal's ability to release these needed hormones. And once you get adrenal fatigue, where your adrenal glands, your stress coping glands, are not working like they should, they're compromised, you can develop numerous symptoms, including low blood sugar, low blood pressure. Those are very common, those with adrenal fatigue. Neural-mediated hypotension. That's a fancy medical term for you get dizzy when you go from sitting down or lying down and standing up too fast. Your blood pressure drops. Your number one thing that you see with adrenal fatigue is pretty obvious in the name, fatigue. You have a lot of lethargy. So say that you get up and go, got up and went. You just don't have it anymore. So again, some of you are type A's. You're always doing stuff, and now you thought, oh my gosh, you can't do anything. You know, you find that it's overwhelming to think about even going out for dinner with friends. And part of that is you don't know, is this going to be a good day or a bad day? So you never really make plans anyway, right? And because of that, many of you become a recluse. You find that you withdraw further and further from life, from living, because you just don't know. And it's just too stressful. But if we look at the symptoms of adrenal fatigue, most of you will have some of these symptoms. Many of you will feel nauseated, typically first thing in the morning. And that's because your cortisol level is too low in the morning. Many of you will have problems with IBS, which is very common with adrenal fatigue. Obviously, with fibromyalgia, you're going to have muscle aches and pains, which we see are very common with those with adrenal fatigue. If you have excessive skin color changes, where we get pigmentation of your skin, that's a clue that you have low adrenal function. Loss of your scalp hair. For women, excess facial hair is a sign of low adrenal function. If you see that you get these little calcifications, these little bumps or knots in your earlobes, it should be soft to the touch. That's a calcium buildup, and that's because you have adrenal fatigue. Decreased mental acuity, so problems remembering people's names or events, dates, those kind of things, that's associated with adrenal fatigue. Low body temperature, which is also associated with low thyroid, but low body temperature is associated with adrenal fatigue. So is low metabolism, a compromised immune system, depression. All these symptoms are signs that your adrenal glands are not working as they should. And what I want you to keep in mind, I'm going to try to keep this simple this evening, but there's some things you need to understand, because as you start to take the steps to start treating your adrenal glands, then you're going to need to keep some pretty simple but very important rules in mind, okay? So a little bit about the anatomy and a little bit about the physiology of your adrenal glands, okay? So just listen up. Some of this can be nerd talk. Don't want it to be, but it's very important that you get some of these key concepts. Again, I'm going to go into much more detail about it in the book, and you certainly – you know, if you don't have the book, I would encourage you to get my book. That's where you want to start. If you're serious about, you know, getting healthy this year, I mean, why not this year? Because if you do it this year, what's going to happen next year? You're going to be in the same shape, right? So enough with all the excuses. You know, I don't have time. I don't have money. I don't have whatever it is. You know, you can't make any more excuses. This is time to do it. So the place to start is, if you don't have the book, for heaven's sakes, get the book. If you're not, you know, if what I'm sharing with you, you know, you don't think it's any value, then, you know, then don't get the book. Obviously, I'm not the right spokesperson for, you know, what you need to be hearing, okay? Some of you need a little push. Go to the website, yourfibrodoctor.com. Watch some of the free videos. If it makes sense to you, especially the 9-part series that I did in Pittsburgh teaching doctors several years ago, if that makes sense to you, for heaven's sakes, get the book, start applying some of these step-by-step protocols, some of those which I'm going to share with you tonight. So don't wait. I mean, life is just too short to be sick and tired day after day. Okay, enough of that. Real important, though, you keep these key concepts in mind. There are two lobes the adrenal glands. So two parts, okay? And they do different things. This is important. So there's the adrenal medulla, and then this lobe, this part of the adrenal gland, it produces certain hormones that give you energy. Now, that's good. That's a good thing, no doubt about it, okay? So they produce norepinephrine and epinephrine or adrenaline. Now, when you need that extra boost of energy, when someone is coming up behind you with a knife, you get this thing called the fight or flight situation. You either duke it out or you run. Then you get a boost of adrenaline. This is like you hear people who, they get a boost of adrenaline, they're able to lift a car off of someone who's in an accident. You know, those Herculean tasks that you hear about, this is because you get this rush of adrenaline. So adrenaline can be a good thing. You know, it can help you, but it also can be a very negative thing, as it increases your heart rate and blood pressure. It diverts blood from the muscles and brain. Short term, that's not a bad thing. Long term or chronically, that can create incredible stress and tension on your body and create all sorts of biochemical problems that then translate into anxiety and depression and muscle pain and all sorts of things. So that's the adrenal medulla. So that part of the adrenal gland, that lobe, is responsible mainly for releasing hormones responsible for giving you more energy, acute, quick-acting energy called adrenaline, okay? Now, do you want your adrenaline level to be elevated if you're trying to go to sleep? No. Do you want your adrenaline level to be elevated if you have anxiety? No. Do you want your adrenaline level to be elevated if you feel stressed out all the time, as many of you do? No. So you don't want that adrenaline level to be elevated. You don't want to do anything to elevate that adrenal level, at least in the beginning, okay? Very important. Now, the other part of the adrenal gland is called the adrenal cortex. So listen to this, because this is important. The cortex is primarily associated with response to chronic stress. Now, chronic stress are things that have been going on for a while. So it could be infections, or it could be prolonged mental tasks. It could be anything that requires, anything that puts your body under long-term stress, and that can actually be spread out over days, weeks, years, whatever it is. The cortex is responsible for releasing several hormones, but the two big ones that we're going to talk about are the steroid hormones, cortisol and DHEA. Very important. These hormones are very, very important. Now, the cortex produces other hormones too, so it produces cortisone, hydrocortisone, testosterone, estrogen, I already mentioned DHEA, pregnenolone, progesterone, androstenedione, aldosterone. 3, 4, count those up. Yep, so it produces those hormones. But again, now the main two that we're going to talk about tonight and that I talk about in the chapter in my book on adrenal fatigue is cortisol and DHEA. So cortisol allows resistance and stamina to stress. It helps you to have an ability to undergo stress and it not make you crash. Does that sound pretty important, that you can handle stressors, changes in the weather, stressful phone calls from your family members in the evening? You know, if some of you are smart, you turn your phone off at 8 p.m., but most people, unfortunately, don't. But the cortisol maintains your blood pressure and your cardiac function, so your heart rate helps with your pumping of your blood. It regulates your insulin levels, okay, which is very important for energy, and it reduces inflammation. It helps with your immune system. It metabolizes, which means it uses proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, the things that you eat on a daily basis, and helps to turn those things into fuel. Now, cortisol is crucial for having energy, both mentally and physically. Now, it doesn't give you that buzz like adrenaline can, which adrenaline, if you've ever been under an adrenaline rush, and those of you who've ever watched a scary movie and got an adrenaline rush, or those of you who've played sports and you were in, you know, you're physically active and you had your adrenaline going, your heart's racing, you're pumping, those are adrenaline rushes. Now, cortisol doesn't normally do that, especially in the doses that I'm going to be talking to you about this evening. But you need cortisol to be able to handle stress. Very, very important. Now, your cortisol levels are directly affected by stress. The more stress that you're under, the more your body releases cortisol to help you deal with the stress. If you go years and years and years of being under stress, or you get under enormous amounts of stress, and for some of you, you have very small stress coping savings accounts anyway, just the way you were born, the way God created you. And because of that, it doesn't take a lot of stress before you bankrupt your chemicals and you bankrupt your stress coping glands and adrenals. But if you get under too much stress or long periods or the magnitude of it, you'll see that you're going to start having low cortisol levels and you're going to start to have the symptoms of adrenal fatigue. Now, normally, cortisol levels peak at about 8 a.m. So about 8 a.m. in the morning, your cortisol levels should be at their highest. And that's when you should feel, you should feel energetic. And I say that with laughter in my voice, because who among any of us, myself included, by the way, feels energetic first thing in the morning? Definitely not those with fibromyalgia. Many of my patients I can't even talk to by phone until after 10 a.m. So it's not something that they, you know, that they wake up and are energetic. But your cortisol level should be at its highest first thing in the morning at 8 a.m. Many of you wake up, though, you feel nauseated, and you don't eat because if you eat, it makes you feel more lethargic, makes you feel tired. And also, you just don't have an appetite first thing in the morning. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because you have learned over the years to self-medicate yourself. You've learned if you don't eat anything in the morning, you feel a little bit better. Not great, because you don't feel, you know, most people have fibromyalgia, unless they're working with me, sorry, or they're working with somebody, you know, seriously, working with somebody who's helping managing their adrenal glands and their sleep and all things that need to be done, they don't feel good. And you've learned that if you don't eat, you can keep your cortisol level elevated. Now, as soon as you eat, your cortisol levels come down. When you fast, when you go hours without eating, your cortisol levels go up. They go up to keep your blood sugar up, okay, to raise your blood sugar. And so some people have found that they can do that in the morning. Now, what happens, though? Eventually, what goes up has to come down. And then you find, you know, 10 a.m., you're crashing, so you're drinking coffee, you're eating sugar, whatever it is, to get your levels back up. I recommend the first thing that you do is first thing in the morning, no matter if you're hungry or not, eat something. And it doesn't have to be much. It can be some almond butter and some crackers, or it can be some cashews and an apple, something healthy. If you like eggs, I mean, you know, eat eggs, whatever you want to do. But, you know, something healthy first thing in the morning. And the other thing you want to do is to get your blood volume up, to get blood and oxygen to your brain and your muscles. You want to drink at least 8 ounces. It'd be better to drink 16 ounces of water first thing in the morning. That helps your adrenal glands. It helps your brain. It helps your body to work. Now, your cortisol level, as I mentioned, is highest first thing in the morning, and as the day goes on, it starts to drop. By 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., it's at its lowest, and then it starts to gradually start to come back up. And elevated cortisol levels, which we see in anxiety, is something that happens with many of my patients who catch their second wind. So listen to this. Is this you? This could be you, right? Listen. Do you feel really tired in the morning and then you're tired all day? And then, you know, it's time to go to bed. You're exhausted. You can, you know, you may hardly keep your eyes open all day. And you just think, oh, my God, I got to get in bed. And then you get in bed, and then what happens? Bam, your eyes are wide open. You can't turn your mind off. You can't go to sleep. You've caught your second wind. Some of you know that's going to happen anyway, so you don't even fight it. You don't even go to bed. You catch your second wind, and it's the first time all day long you actually feel decent. So you get on the computer, which is the worst thing you can do before you try to go to bed. You watch movies or whatever. Getting under any type of electromagnetic field, so computer screens, TV screens, those kind of things, which give off these electromagnetic energy, that actually depletes your natural sleep hormone melatonin, and it will make it harder for you to go to sleep. What controls our melatonin and cortisol levels, our sleep hormone melatonin, are these what's called your circadian rhythm, your sleep-wake cycle, is a gland in the brain called the pituitary gland, and it's largely affected by daylight and nighttime. So as the sun comes up, your cortisol level is going up, and it's you know, as the daylight gets less and less, by evening time, your cortisol level starts to really go way down, and your melatonin, your sleep hormone level, starts to go way up. So by 11 p.m., ideally, you're asleep. You're in the dark. But what do many people do? Most people have every light on in the house. They have every electronic gadget going. And then they just expect, by some miracle, they're going to be able to turn everything off, go lay down in bed, and go to sleep. It doesn't work that way. That's not how God made us. You've got to wind down. You got to get off the electronics. And in my book, I go over good sleep hygiene, good sleep habits. You can check that out in the book. But know this. For your adrenals, many of you find that your cortisol level is actually elevated at bedtime. And that's keeping you from going to sleep. Now, many of you are taking sleep medications, which actually increase your risk of death by all fold by 200%. The same death increase of death ratio as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Now, obviously, if you didn't have to take sleep medications, you wouldn't do it. But many of you don't know or may not realize that you have options to taking natural things. And if you were to work with me, we would do it naturally. You don't want to be on sleep medications. Now, I'm not telling you to stop your sleep medications. I'm saying that if you work with me, as my patients do, one of the first things we do is we get you sleeping naturally. No one has a sleep drug deficiency. So you might have a serotonin deficiency. You definitely have a melatonin deficiency. You probably have a cortisol deficiency, a DHEA deficiency. You have these different deficiencies, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids that make these hormones, but you don't have an Ambien deficiency. You don't have a trazodone deficiency. You certainly don't have a Klonopin deficiency. So what you need to do to help to lower your cortisol level is a few things. One is there's a product by Apex Labs. You might want to write this down. Apex Labs, you can Google this, and it's called Adrenal Calm. Now, what Adrenal Calm does, it helps to lower your cortisol level at bedtime. It's a cream that you put on. Now, you can also, as I talk about in detail, use 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptamine, which raises your melatonin levels, your sleep hormone levels, by 200%. Now, 5-HTP plus B vitamins, magnesium, vitamin C, magnesium, that is what makes serotonin your happy hormone, okay? So, you know, one thing I talk about is everybody with fibromyalgia needs to be on 5-HTP and a really good optimal daily allowance multivitamin, high-dose multivitamin, not a Centrum Silver, not a Walmart brand multivitamin, something that really is high-dose, is some 500 times stronger than what you get on the one a day. You can't take a recommended disease allowance multivitamin, RDA-based multivitamin, because it's not going to do anything. Many of you tried to take vitamins and supplements over the years and you never felt any different. Well, the reason why you never felt any different is because you weren't working with somebody that knew what the heck they were doing, number one. Number two, you're taking inferior products, lot of the stuff that's out there on the shelf, as the New York Times exposed last year, whether that's at Walmart, Target, GNC, and other reputable vendors, stores, the products that they had on the shelves didn't even have anything in them. Some had sawdust in them. So you want to be working with using the best products that you can use. And you want to be working with a doctor who can help you understand how to use these supplements in the right way, the right doses. And yeah, they're going to be high doses, but safe doses, but the right combinations of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. I go into all the detail about that in my book. But you need to realize that if you're having trouble winding down and you're not getting that good sleep, you're going to put more and more stress on your adrenal glands, which then leads to more depletion of your stress coping chemicals and your stress coping hormones, cortisol and DHEA. Now, what happens, let me shift gears just a second, and we're going to come back to the cortex, okay? We're talking about the cortex. But if we look at the different reactions that we see for the adrenal glands, there's three phases of things that happen, and we call this the general adaptive general adaption syndrome. There it is, GAS. We use GAS. And there's three phases to that. So the first phase is the fight or flight response, which I talked about initially, where your pituitary releases hormones, especially adrenaline. Now, cortisol is also released, but adrenaline is really released. That's the first phase, and that's acute stress. That's the beginning of stress. That's immediate stress, okay? That's the stress, the pounding heart rate that you feel when you're swerving from one lane to another lane in the highway to avoid an accident, okay? Now, then you get into this second stage called resistance stage or resistance reaction, and now it's cortisol is the main player in this phase. And the resistance reaction allows the body to endure chronic stress. So this is what you see in a marathon. People running marathons, the cortisol levels, their cortex is releasing vast amounts of cortisol so that they can endure, they can do this physical demand, you know, that they put the body under, okay? So that's resistance, or it could be 40-hour work weeks, 50-hour work weeks. It could be working with a boss from hell, maybe living with a spouse from hell, you know, whatever it is. But it's incredible amounts of stress for long periods of time that you put your adrenal glands under, and that's the resistance phase, okay? Now, long-term stress, though, creates problems because over-secretion of your cortisol leads to adrenal exhaustion, and that's adrenal fatigue, and that's what we're talking about. Now, when that happens, your cortisol level goes way down, and now, because you have your cortisol levels way down, you have all those symptoms that I was mentioning earlier, the fatigue, the hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, low blood pressure. You have nausea, abdominal pain, muscle pain, joint pain, all those things that I was talking about earlier start to really show up when you have this adrenal fatigue. You see that not only does your cortisol level go down, but your DHEA level goes down. Now, DHEA is one of the master hormones. It's incredibly important to help with mental clarity, to help. It's one of the most potent anti-anxiety hormones out there. If your DHEA level is low, you're going to find you're really going to be stressed out and really feel anxious. It helps regulate your mood. It's needed to help regulate your sleep. You really need to have an optimal dose of DHEA to really help you get into that deep delta wave restorative sleep that I've been talking about. DHEA is super important for your immune system. When it's compromised, then your immune system's compromised. So it's super, super important. But when your adrenal glands get under too much stress, you're going to see that your DHEA level is going to go down, okay? Now, what complicates a lot of this is that in traditional medicine, they don't recognize adrenal fatigue. So let me say that again. So if you go to your doctor, your regular doctor, and you ask him or her about testing you for adrenal fatigue or some of the things I'm going to mention you can do for adrenal fatigue, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They're going to tell you, well, Mrs. Johnson, we've tested you for adrenal problems. We tested you, and your cortisol level was okay. Everything's fine. You don't have Addison's disease, and you don't have Cushing's disease. That's all they care about. It's very black, very white. But in between the black and the white is a lot of gray, and that's adrenal fatigue. So it's not a disease process. It's a syndrome of these different symptoms that we see, the fatigue, the lethargy, the anxiety, the things that go with it or show up there. Now, DHEA, super important. So it helps with energy, sex drive, resistance to stress. It helps you have the stamina to stress. It's really important for general well-being. It helps recycle your cortisol levels. It helps with mood, certainly with production of your happy hormone, serotonin. So it's very, very important. And DHEA levels begin to drop, even in healthy people, quote-unquote healthy people, after the age of 70. So by the time after the age of 30. So by the time you're 70, you're about 20% of what your peak levels were when you were young adult. So it goes down anyway. But when you get under a lot of stress, as I've already mentioned, it really can get depleted. And we see that that depletion comes at a cost, because now you find, as I mentioned earlier, stress is magnified to where traffic jams, loud noises, changes in the weather, whatever it is, comes along, and you have a flare. You feel worse that day. That's adrenal fatigue. That's where it is. Now, how do you – well, you know you have it, right? I mean, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, gosh, that's me, right? Well, you can self-test yourself. Now, it's better to do a four-sample saliva test where you can measure your cortisol first thing in the morning, mid-morning, late afternoon, and then in the evening so you can see what that pattern is. And that's what I do with my patients. Once I know the pattern, then I know exactly what natural protocol to put them on based on that. Everybody's different. So there's, you know, everyone is different on the inside as they are on the outside. So it's not one size fits all. In the book, there's some general guidelines, and you can use the book. And if you don't feel like you're making progress by using the book, then for heaven's sake, call the clinic and set up a consult and let me work with you. Don't try to figure the whole thing out. If you're real complicated, I mean, you're not going to be able to do that. You can't be your own doctor. But you can try. You can try and see how far you can get. I mean, there's no reason not to do that. So you can take the supplements that I recommend in the book. Some of those supplements you can get anywhere. Some of your best, advice would be to get them from me. And I say that because I actually developed them. And I did that because I couldn't find anything that was comparable to what my patients needed. Now, you don't have to get them from me, but if they don't, whatever you're taking is not working, it doesn't work, and you call the clinic for some advice, and we're happy to give you advice. We love to help people, so call us if you got questions. But if you tell us, I'm taking 5-HTP and it's not working, the first thing my staff's going to ask you, what kind of 5-HTP, where'd you get it, what brand? Because we want to know that it's good. They're also going to ask you if you're taking a multivitamin, are you taking our CFS fibroformin? Why are they going to ask you that? Not to sell you the CFS fibroformin. I know there's people that are very jaded. You're going to think that. No, we want to make sure that if you're not making progress, it's not because you're taking an inferior product. And trust me, there's a lot of garbage out there. If you're taking one of our products, we know immediately that it's because that's not what you need to be taking. And we can move on to the next thing. So please understand that. But what I want to share with you before we finish up here is you can do some self-testing. It's not as good as the testing that I would do with my patients, but it's still very helpful, very helpful. And you'll see how to do this in the book. So if you don't get this right away, you can read about it in the book, okay? But there's one thing that you'll see is called a Raglan sign or orthostatic pressure sign, blood pressure sign. And what this is, it's an abnormal drop in your systolic blood pressure. So that's the top number, 120 over 80, which is supposed to be the norm. It's when that top number drops. Now, how you check this is you're lying down on your back, you take your blood pressure in your left arm, then you stand up, keep your left arm perpendicular to you, okay, out in front of you at heart level. straight out in front of you. You take your blood pressure again. What you should see is that top number should go up 10 points. Now, it does that because it's releasing these adrenal hormones to get your to get more oxygen and blood to your muscles and to your brain so you don't feel dizzy, you don't feel like you're going to fall over, that kind of thing. But if it drops, that's a sign you got adrenal fatigue. Yeah, I realize it's a very simple test, but it's enough to get you started, okay? Now, the other way you can check, if you don't have an automated blood pressure cuff or someone taking your blood pressure, you can go into your bathroom, turn all the lights off, look into the bathroom mirror. Then what you do is take a flashlight or a pen light facing the mirror, shine the light into one eye. If after 30 seconds the pupil, which, you know, your pupil is the black center, if after 30 seconds it starts to enlarge or dilate, then you have adrenal deficiency. So those are two simple little things that you can do right there to see if you have that. Now, what are the treatments? In the book, I go into much more detail. But typically for my patients, when I had my medical practice, when I had five medical doctors who worked for me, which I don't no longer now, I'm in solo practice, but at that point, we would use cortisol, Cortef, which is one-fifth the strength of prednisone, and it's very safe. Prednisone, some of you have taken the dose pack when you've hurt your back or for a sinus infection. That stuff's too strong. It's very foreign to the body, and it can cause problems. But if you take Cortef, a very dilute form of your cortisol, you certainly can be on that. Now, I can't prescribe. I don't use prescription medications in my practice. If my patients need that, I'll refer them out, which is, by the way, very rare. Typically, when patients come to see me, they're on half a dozen to a dozen drugs, as I mentioned earlier, and I get them off those drugs as I'm getting them on natural things and getting them healthy. And by the way, the only way to feel good again and stay that way is you got to get healthy. And it's kind of complicated because most people are guessing. They're just taking a handful of drugs or a handful of supplements. They're just doing this or doing that, and they're never really going to feel better. When I work with my patients, the goal is to get them healthy. And it's a very step-by-step procedural process that allows me to have all those success stories that you see on my website. So I think there's about 80 on there now, and we continue to add those every week as we're interviewing patients who've been through my program. This is what you want to do. For adrenal fatigue, you want to take adrenal cortical glandular extracts. This is so important. This is what I mentioned earlier. Remember, you got two lobes of the adrenal glands. You got the cortex and you got the medulla. You don't want to take anything that's going to rev you up, not initially, because you can't handle it. You don't want to take anything that's going to make your adrenaline go up. There are adrenal glandular supplements out there, and if you take the wrong ones, you're going to feel worse. Very important. The ones that you want to take are called adrenal cortex or adrenal cortical, C-O-R-T-I-C-A-L, glandular extracts. If you got to pay attention there. So there's different choices out there. You don't have to get them from me. If you go to my website, go to yourfibrostore.com or go to my website, yourfibrodoctor.com, either one of those, you'll see the adrenal cortex on there as well as other things that are on there. The adrenal cortex, there's not that many vendors who have it. Now, you'll see all kind of adrenal supplements. Do you want to take just any adrenal supplement? No. Remember what I talked about. You don't want to take what are called whole glandular adrenal supplements that have both the medulla and the cortex hormones in there. It's going to backfire on you. So you want to look for adrenal cortex only supplements, okay? And there's only a few vendors. So Allergy Research is one of them, so you certainly can Google them. They make great products, and you can check them out. Thorne Research, I'm not sure if they're still making adrenal cortex supplements or not, so you certainly can check those. Those are two vendors. American Biologics, I don't recommend their product because even though it's adrenal cortex, the way it's made, I've had A lot of patients have issues with it, but it is out there. It's an option, okay? Mine, obviously, is the one that I recommend for my patients. It's the Essential Therapeutics brand, and you'll see that on my website. I have that made specially for me. It's one-third the cost of the Allergy Research Group product, and it's five times stronger than the Thorne Research product. So I had that made for me and been using that product ever since. Now, again, you don't have to use my adrenal cortex. But just know this, you want to use adrenal cortex supplements. And I start my patients off on 250 milligrams in the morning or at lunch. Now, I actually don't start them off on anything without testing them. But you, if you're doing self-testing, you don't know that. So if you want an experiment, look in the book. It'll tell you how to do that. But it's typically one with breakfast, one with lunch, okay? And you can see how you do. Obviously, getting tested would be the best way to go. And, you know, I would encourage you to do that if you are leaning that way. Now, there's other things that you need to do to help with your adrenal fatigue. We talked about eating first thing in the morning. You definitely want to get enough rest. You got to get enough sleep. So you got to work on your sleep, making sure you're getting deep restorative sleep. You want to be taking vitamins and minerals. So high doses, but the right doses of vitamins and minerals, especially pantothenic acid or B5. That's your anti-stress vitamin. And B5 should be in the multivitamin that you're taking. In the CFS Fibroform, that I made sure to put 500 milligrams in there. Because my patients need a lot of that stress coping vitamin in there. Very important. You need to be taking vitamin C, which should be in your multivitamin, as well as all the B vitamins, which help the adrenal glands work the way it's supposed to. But if you'll do those things, the adrenal cortex, the good multivitamin, obviously I recommend the CFS Fibroform, and then if you really focus on getting that deep restorative sleep, what you're going to see is within, it doesn't happen right away, but within, you know, 3 to 4 weeks on these protocols, you're going to see that you have more stamina to stress. What does that mean? That means that stress doesn't take out of you so much. You find you can do more without having so many flare-ups. You find you're going to have more energy, both mentally and physically, to do things that you hadn't been able to do for a while. And not only are you going to be able to do them, but you don't crash afterwards. You're going to find that you can handle more stress. Things that normally would cause you to flare don't bother you like they did, because now you're building up your adrenal function to be able to handle that stress. There's much more detail about it in the book. I hope I was able to get across some really the key points tonight. I know that many of you have had fibro for a number of years, and you're looking for answers, and here's one of many, but this is a very important part of the only way to beat fibromyalgia. So I encourage you to learn more about this whole process in my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic T Syndrome. So I hope you feel like I gave you a tremendous amount of meat and potatoes tonight. That was my goal, for you to understand this whole concept, because if you understand this whole concept of stress coping chemicals and stress coping glands and these hormones you need, and that you can do it with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids, you're so far down the path, it's unbelievable. Everybody else has not left the starting point, and you're good way down the path towards the finish line. Because if you get the concept, then your whole world opens up. You realize you don't have to learn with this thing. You know, nobody wants to learn to live with fibromyalgia. It's the most ridiculous thing. But that's what people have accepted. They've accepted this, and it's not true. So the big picture is you realize you had now, you might not have known it until you got on this call or you started researching me. Now you know you got some options. You don't have to learn to live with it. Now it's up to you to be proactive. And the only way that I can help you is one of three ways. One is you can go to the website. You can watch. You can. There's a tremendous amount of free stuff. You can listen to these things, these teleconferences I do every Tuesday night as a courtesy to the fibromyalgia community. You can do that, and there's a tremendous amount of value in that. It's very much piecemeal. I recognize that, but it can be very helpful. The second way I can help you is if you read my book. And once you read the book, if it makes sense to you, you can start using the protocols in the book. Obviously, I'd recommend you try to use some of the supplements I recommend to see how you do first. I've already kind of gone over why we do that way, but you don't have to. You can get virtually everything except for the CFS fiber formula at any health food store. The CFS fiber formula is something I developed years and years ago. The history of that's in the book, but it was designed so that my patients didn't have to get intravenous IV therapy. When I had the medical practice, patients came to us from all over the Southeast. They came and got intravenous IV therapy of vitamins and minerals, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and they felt better, tremendously better. We were doing that therapy 15 years ago, and it was expensive, and it was uncomfortable, and, you know, it was inconvenient. So I developed the CFS fiber formula about 15 years ago and have changed it based on the research and then clinical input over the years. But it was developed for me, although you will find it in some physician catalogs as they have picked that up or asked me to help them develop a product for their doctors. The third way that I can help you is if you realize it's too complicated for you, and you don't want to try it yourself, or you've tried it. I mean, you've been trying to figure this thing out for years. You've tried every supplement, every diet, everything that's out there. You've tried it, and you've not been successful, and you realize it's time now to get some help. Or you already know going into it that it's going to be too hard because many of you can't even read the book because you're so run down, you can't read right now. It's too stressful. You can't comprehend anything. You read, five pages into a book and you've already forgot what was on page one. Many of you just want to feel better as quick as possible. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so your best option would be to work with me personally one-on-one. And to do that, it's as simple as setting up a phone consult, or if you'd like to, you come to the clinic here in Birmingham, Alabama, and be seen in person, either way. But within 30 minutes of doing that consult, 30 to 45 minutes we spend together after I go through your paperwork and answer all your questions and ask you a ton of questions, trying to figure out what happened, what brought this on, why you've got these symptoms that you do, trying to figure out what are the triggers, what are the other doctors missing, what tests need to be done or what have been done but have been explained to you wrong. Within 30, 45 minutes, you're going to know exactly, can I help you or can I not help you? You're going to know what you need to do and what your options are to feel good again, more importantly, to feel good again and stay that way. I'm going to be able to tell you all that after a consult, give you things that are going to help you, and then give you options about how to work with me to fix you. It takes all the guesswork out of what do you need to do next. Now and either you take that information and you use it or you don't. But now you know, can you be helped by me? And if you can, here's what I see are the things that have to happen for you to get where you want to get in your health goals. So I would encourage you, if you're leaning that way, do a phone consult. It's the best $129 investment you can make in yourself. Now, we're already running out of time, and I apologize. But if you've got a question, if you'll hit *6, that'll bring you on the line live. I'm going to take a couple of questions here before we run out of time. We've got folks here that have got questions. Please hit *6, state your name, and I'll take your question.
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Go ahead. Let's see, Denise, let me get you first. And I think it was Denise, and then I'll get Nancy next.
Yes. Thank you. I started on, I had cortisol levels. I had requested it because I read it in your book. Came back normal. She said to me, you know, you don't have any cortisol problems. But what I did was I started taking vitamin C. And as you said, you have to be careful what is out there. I took crappy vitamin C and ended up with a kidney stone. Now I started on, when I went off the vitamin C, a lot of discomfort, joint pain came back. I started on a healthy vitamin C that's all made of food. Being on that, I noticed that I don't have the pain that I had before. So with that being said, is that all because of the adrenal deficiency?
It could be. So a couple of things. Number one, you had a blood test for your cortisol level, correct?
Correct.
So the blood test, here's the problem with that. It's one sample, you need four. And it's okay, it's a place to start. But when they take that test, and they, what they're going to tell you is that anything between 6 and 19 is normal. So anything at the low end of 6 and the high end of 19 is normal. The problem is, if you're a 7, they're going to tell you you're normal. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were a 7, I would be wondering if my cortisol level is supposed to be the highest it's supposed to be that day, and I'm at a 7, it's not looking too good the rest of the day, right?
Right.
So they're telling you it's normal when it could very well, as I see it over and over and over again when I do the testing, it's not normal. So the vitamin C, most vitamin C is fine, but you know, if you take vitamin C, I'd recommend you take buffered vitamin C because it can really bother your stomach. Now, vitamin C does help to recycle your cortisol level, your cortisol hormone, I'm sorry, and so you can get a boost in your adrenal function just from taking some vitamin C. Usually has to be kind of a higher dose. But in your case, good gracious, if you're getting relief from taking vitamin C, something as simple as that, for heaven's sake, stay on vitamin C, whatever you do.
And I could almost bet on it because when I had the kidney stone, the doctor said to me, you have to come off the vitamin C. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, I had to do what I had to do. Once I came off that vitamin C, I started with the body aches all over again. I went to the health food store and I said, I need really good vitamin C that's made of food with no fillers in it, which I did pick up the minute I started back on the vitamin C. Within 1 week's time, I noticed the pain was disappearing, and I'm only doing 400 milligrams a day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually, it's a myth that vitamin C can cause kidney stones. It really doesn't. But if you want to be safe, if you're taking a buffered C or the C that you're taking, then you're certainly going to be safe. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for answering my question.
You're welcome. So, Nancy, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line. I had a question about sleep patterns. I had a consultation with you, and I'm on the starter kit. But when I got starter kit, when I got it the first time, I didn't get the 5-HTP. So I just started the 5-HTP recently, and I've never really had a problem sleeping. I've always slept 7 hours, and lately, and this is before I started on the 5-HTP, I'm waking up after 5 hours and then going back to sleep, and I can't understand why.
Okay, so you've never had a problem with your sleep, never had a problem of falling asleep or staying asleep?
No.
Okay, and now you found since you started what, the CFS fibro formula or the adrenal cord?
Well, I'm just saying it's a pattern. Let's take it, let's not put the 5-HTP in the mix yet. I always take melatonin at night. And so I've been taking the melatonin for quite some time to help me sleep, but I would say for the last maybe 2 months or maybe longer, 3 months, I tend to wake up after 5 hours and then go
now,
back.
Have you been on Adrenal Cortex for 3 months?
No, I just started that.
Oh, you just
maybe,
started. Okay.
Maybe like a couple weeks.
Okay, so I'm just trying to understand. So the supplements have nothing to do with your sleep then?
Okay.
Right? I mean, if you've been having problems
for three months. Yeah, so I'm assuming that's correct.
Okay. So in that case, something has shifted and they can just, stress, whatever it is, but something has knocked your circadian rhythm out of whack. It's not, be clear, so those listening too, and so I'm clear too, if it's not something you've added as far as a supplement, unless you added something 3 months ago that has done that, can you think back anything that you've added that could do that?
No.
Well, then, whatever it is, we're not sure what it is, but that can happen. I mean, you see people with fibro, number one, you have trouble with your sleep. I mean, that's just the way it is if you got fibro. But if you've not started taking the 5-HTP, I would take the 5-HTP. That would be the next step. And the reason to do that is that'll raise your melatonin levels by 200% and help you get into a deeper sleep. So what you should see, knock on wood, is that you get into a deeper, longer sleep. Okay?
Okay.
So see, that's what I would try. Now, the other thing you could do, too, and I don't know how much melatonin you're taking, but you can go up to 10 milligrams of melatonin if you need to.
Well, should I continue taking the melatonin?
Only if you need to. I think you should be on 5-HTP first. If that doesn't work,
right,
you add melatonin, and I go into detail about that in the book. The reason I say that is because 5-HTP plus the CFS fibro formula, that makes serotonin. And the higher your serotonin level, the higher your pain threshold. You have less pain. The happier you are. It's the happy hormone. Less anxious you are. It's very calming. And it increases your melatonin level by 200%. So if you start with 5-HTP, you may not need the melatonin. If you take the 5-HTP and you get up to 300 milligrams of bedtime and it's not keeping you asleep or not helping you get to sleep within 45 minutes, that's when you add the melatonin along with the 5-HTP.
Got it. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Nancy. Yeah, thanks for your question.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to wrap this call up this evening. I appreciate the questions and those of you who got on the line, and I want to encourage those of you who've not gone to the website to do so at yourfibrodoctor.com. You can see there's plenty of free resources on there. There's teleconference recordings, all sorts of things on there. I would encourage you, if you've not gotten the book, to get the book, read the book. You can get that at my website there, yourfibrodoctor.com, or getfibrobooks.com. Certainly can do that, or amazon.com either way. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you just really want to feel good again, then I really would encourage you, don't make any excuses. Let this year be the year you get healthy and you overcome fibromyalgia. It can be done. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to learn to live with it. If you don't believe that, I know you may not right now, then I encourage you to go to my website and see there's 80 success stories on there. If you want to know how they overcame fibromyalgia, there's three key things that have to happen. And you can learn more about that on a webinar, free webinar that I give every week. And you can register for that free webinar at yourfibrosolution.com, your, YOURFibroSolution.com. Thanks for joining me each and every Tuesday night. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, YourFibroDoctor.com.